I'm going to start off the shiur with a question.
Uh-oh.
Question is, nothing to do with politics.
Okay, we have to hold hands while we do this. Divination, or whatever you call it.
The question that we're going to ask is, we have a concept of a mumar l'tayavai, somebody who rebels because they have a taiva. I have a taiva to go ahead and do bad stuff. Okay, that's one type. Then he's something called a mumar l'hakta. A mumar l'hakta means he wants to get that Kadosh Baruch Hu angry. You have to ask yourself, what do you mean you want to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu angry? What does that even mean? You think you get a Kadosh Baruch Hu angry? You're like an angry guy? You didn't go to anger management class? Yeah, but Yoyakim is not the only one who's a mumar l'hakta. He was just. But what does that, and what does that mean? But what does it mean you want to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu angry?
I'm not the same thing.
And if there's such a Muslim today of a mumar l'hakta, like, and why would somebody want to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu angry? Do you believe in him? Do you not believe in him? Like, I'm angry at God. I want to get him angry. Well, what does that even mean? It's a very good question. I need an even better answer. But before that, let's go to the story. The story of the week is Loisaychu al Adam. Loisinachashu Loisainin. This is a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. Do not do nichush. Do not do nichush. What does it mean, nichush?
Hanachash.
The pasuk in Chumash.
Read this.
I know a rav would say, a different rav would say, what type of shul do I have? But I wouldn't say that to you, because I don't think you can ask most of the people around the world. They may not know what this pasuk means. What does Loisinachashu mean? Zok Rashi, Loisinachashu, page 1 on top. Zayin lo amenachashim bechuldo v'oifes pitoi nafon apiv tzviya stika bedera. People who are menachish, they are acting on occurrences, and they translate occurrences to give meaning. For example, with a cat and with birds, or if the bread fell from his mouth, or a deer stopped him on the road, as we're going to see the Gemara. Superstition. Okay, you can use that word. Now, that's one pasuk. So you're not allowed to do these superstitions. We have to know what's considered part of it, what's considered not part of it. And, of course, we're going to ask the following question. We have a story with Eliezer. What was the story with Eliezer? What did he do? He said, I need to find something for Rivka. So what did he say? The girl who asked me for Yitzchak. So the girl who asked me to drink, who offered me something to drink, that's the one. So he made some type of sign. He made a sign. Is that sign a good? Is it okay to make the sign like that? Yeah? Today people are making signs. I have a lot of OCD. Really. If you do this, that means this. You're trying to control the circumstances, or you're giving meaning to circumstances which may or may not be true. And that's where the seeds of paranoia come in.
This is Dr. Saladin comments that Elias is one of the three people didn't act the Hagon properly, along with Shaul.
So let's see. Okay. I didn't ask the question how we would let it do it. Let Tysus ask that question. But I'm just bringing out why I came in this week, Parsha, how I was inspired to start this year. Says the next pasuk, Chumash Devarim Perek Yud Ches and Parsha Shaitim. Pasuk Yud. Lo yimotzi b'chamaver b'nei b'itei b'eish koisim k'samim. You can't bring your child in the fire. Koisim k'samim, do koisim k'samim. What does koisim k'samim mean? You have to know what that means. Ma'oinen u'menachesh u'mechashev. All those stuff. Because Baruch Hu can't stand any of these things. And that's the reason, says the apostle, it's an abomination. By the way, you know what another thing an abomination is? Mishkav Zachar. Just know that. Oh, yes. Because of these abominations, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is being merged them from you. Zok Rashi, what does Menachesh mean? What does Menachesh mean? Another Rashi on the pasuk. Pita nafum epiv. If your bread falls from your mouth, or tvi yastika v'derach makla nafum yadi, or you're walking or your stick falls, and you look at it as a bad omen. Now, comes along the Ramban. And the Ramban says, Hiska Kaisim Kasamim. What does Kaisim Kasamim mean? The Elim following along, the Elim sees it. V'yimachshava ba'asidus v'chval. So a person who's a Kaisim is thinking about the future. Like, you want to, you know, they have these places where you...
Fortune telling,
right? You want to know what's going to be.
Oh, what about the machine?
I didn't know that one. The only machine I know that I thought was accurate was the voting machines, and now I know they're not accurate either. So now it says like this. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, and it's an amazing pasuk. Sometimes you have a rav, and he is at the shaila, and he passes. And you could ask him, that psak halacha is so accurate. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not fail him. He's going to be able to say an accurate halachic psak and analysis, even though he didn't mamish know what he's saying, but the pasuk is saying that if he's saying something which he Taka doesn't really 100% know, he's saying a futuristic action. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not fail him. That's what this pasuk means. K'moy she'amar bilam ben ba'or ha'koisim. V'hoyah menachesh, he would be menachesh. K'moy she'amar. The Ramban is bringing that a koisim is menachesh. These people who are busy trying to tell the future are being menachesh. They somehow go hand in hand. Shaul wanted to figure out what's going to be the story he wanted to bring up Shmuel Navi. So he says, because kiss me. This could be prat ma'inan who idea ba anonim. Ma'inan means he knows ba anonim. What are anonim? Cloud formation. He sees this and he knows that, and he could somehow tell things that are going to be. Umenachesh, what are the menachesh? Well, ma'be ba'oifis b'chanteim. Somebody looks at birds at their wings, oibitisuf, or with their chirping. He could tell things by looking at the wings and the birds chirping. Telling the future before it's going to happen is called Mimenachesh. So, how do you say that in English? Trying to say the future without the future being there yet? Prediction. A person who makes predictions is being Menachesh. And there's two ways to make a prediction. The Ramban is saying, looking at the clouds and making a prediction, hearing birds chirping, making a prediction. So those things you're not allowed to do. Also, he said, Rashi brought down, if bread fell from your mouth, or your stick fell from your hand, or the deer crossed your path, and making a prediction based on that. Before the actual future happens. Now, the Amra Kotu Kiteva Hashem Kol Oisei Ela. Here the Ramban says a Chiddush that this that it's an abomination. Loi Amar Oisei Kol Ela. It doesn't say the ones who do all of this. It doesn't say Loi Amar Oisei Kol Ela. It says Kol Oisei Ela. Being ma'oin and menachesh is not considered a te'eva. Why? Says the Ramban, Ramban ends off. That means, what was the worst thing? The fact that they brought their kids into the fire. Okay, either they passed through the fire or they actually put them in the fire. Those things were the things that made Canaan so bad. But not the fact that they wanted to predict the future or the events happened and because of that they made a prediction. That's not why we inherited the Canaan. Everybody wants to know the future. Everybody works much different, which we're all trying to figure out the future. Everybody wants to know the outcome. Everybody wants to control the outcome. Everybody looking to control their life, and they want to know what's going to be. Nobody wants to feel that they're not going to know what's going to happen. It makes people feel very fragile, very anxious.
It just depends, like stock trading, crypto trading, depends on the futures.
Sure.
I got it.
That was way too deep. That, you have to be in yeshiva for a very long time to understand that. Yeah, okay. Now, Klal Yisrael is not into Nichash. As it says in the next part, we're not being menachesh, we're not being kaiser, we're not trying to look at the future. That's not the way we're living our lives. That's not what we're living our lives. And because of that, we merit blessing. Now, we're here to figure out what Shulchan Aruch says, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, and we're going to find different things that, even in the Gemara, they predicted things. So, we're going to have to go through all these things. Tana Rabbana. Are you ready for doing cool things? Get ready for this one. What does Ma'ainin mean? So the Ramban said Ma'ainin means people who know Ma'ainin clouds, they can look at cloud formation. That's not what the Gemara says. Ma'ainin, Roshim Noimar Zeh Amavr Shiva Minei Zachra Ayin. Seven types of Shivcha Zera on the eye. Thank you. You put the seven types of shivcha zera on the eye, that's what you do. You want to make some type of witchcraft. Seven types of semen on the eye, okay? Now everybody knows the secret. The chacham aymrim, the oichas esenayim, somebody who does, achiz esenayim. What is achiz esenayim? What mentalists do, what Lior Sushar does. What does he do? Sleight of hand. That is called ma'oinin, that you're not allowed to do. But Shiloh, we spoke a little bit about it one shir, about watching this stuff. Chachach Movadia is very machmer on it. Ramesh, I think, is more meiko. The whole sleight of hand thing is very problematic in halacha. I know there's some people in New Jersey who do these things. Just know.
Is it Shiloh doing it or watching it? The question.
I think
that's a question, really.
Rabbi Kiva, I hear your question, but I distinctly remember Chacham Avadia speaking about it. But I'll look into it more. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a machashiv itim v'shoyi. Somebody who thinks about the times and the hours. That means me'oinin is a lashon of oina, which means time. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. This is an unbelievable thing. So this is what somebody asked me about the stock market. Look, Rashi, Machashav Yitim V'Shoyt, Lashem Ma'oinen K'moy Baal Oinet, a time guy. Shem Mavkin Es Oinet, if I think about the time of Emmer, Hayoyim Yafal Lossi, today is a good day to go on the road. V'yatsliach, he'll be Matsliach. L'machar Yafal Likach Memkar. Tomorrow, go do this acquisition. V'yishtaka by Lechay. That is prohibited. Shouldn't do it. So he's busy predicting things and crops.
From his almanac?
they're just as much dustim as the ones that, as the animals who come out and predict if it's going to be a rainy season or not.
Groundhog.
Yeah, thank you. So that's the duck of the big zah. Oh, okay. Okay, we're the school for psicha. Okay, good question. Tana Rabbanon, Menachesh. So far we were talking about Ba'oinin. Now let's talk about Menachesh. Tana Rabbanon, Menachesh, the Imra Pitoi, Nafu Mipiv, Machu Nafu Miyadi, Oi, but the bread fell out of my mouth, the stick fell out of my hand. My kid called me from the back of me. You heard a raven calling out. If you have a snake on your right side, a fox on your left side. So all these things are bad stuff. If the bread fell from my mouth, that means I'm in a bad state of mind, a bad zone, bad zen. So I'm in a terrible state of mind. I have bad energy. Person does that. That's the analogy of that. That also. That was one of the people who tried to become president. No.
Yang.
Another one of those beauties. Okay. Oh. So all these things, a person sees something and they make a bad prediction, and the Gemara goes by to the next paragraph. The guy says, the tax collector comes. You think taxes, the IRS was done? They used to have real tax collectors who actually came to you.
Yes.
And I said, the guy says, don't start with me. That if you start with me, that means it's a very bad omen. You're going to come to me on Rosh Chodesh. That's starting my whole month off in a bad way. Don't do that. And then the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanu, which is using a weasel or a cat or bird or fish, different type of would you produce stuff they would do. Okay. So far we see over here from the Gemara and from the Sukkim and from Rashi and from the Ramban that Nichosh means trying to predict the future from events that happen. And we see it in bad ways, bad omens, things that happen, bad omens. But the Gemara itself says even the people who are me'oinin, that's not menachesh, who are busy predicting the future from their quote-unquote energy that they could predict, today will be a good day, today is a good day to buy stuff, those stuff a person should not do. It's not considered a te'eva, says the Ramban, because everybody wants to know, everybody wants to do it. Te'eva means that it's not something, it's not a natural thing. It's not something that's normal. It's not disgusting. Right. Mishkav Zohar is disgusting.
Seven times in the eye is disgusting.
Seven times in the eye is the same disgusting. But that is takanat. It's still not considered the same disgusting as, yes. Now, let's see the Sefer HaChinuch. Let's say the Sefer HaChinuch. No, before the Sefer HaChinuch. No, let's do the Sefer HaChinuch. Mishar Shem Mitzvah. The middle column of the Sefer HaChinuch where he speaks about the Nechashim. Okay? By the way, astrology, is that considered also a problem? Astrology? So Chinuch puts in, if you take a look at the right column, you see that star. He writes, the people who get Nevekechven, the Gemara never said Pechven. The Gemara never said that you're not allowed to look at the star. That the Gemara never said that you are not allowed to do that. The Chinuch puts it in, and the Torah and the Beis Yosef argue with the Chinuch, and they say that is Mutter. That's not considered Nichosh, looking at the star. So we're already going to see certain things that you are allowed to do. We're going to have to ask what the difference is. So comes along the Chinuch, and the Chinuch says the reason why these things are a problem because of garbage. Says Mishar Shem and Yonam Elohim Divrei Shigayim V'Tichlus Gemura. They're complete stupidity. What are you doing following this garbage, this ridiculousness? And then he says another thing that pushes you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're busy, this is going to mean this, and you forget about God in the picture. He says, you're going to come to a kfira. Why? Because what are you going to say? Oh, this thing happened to me, there's a good doc. This thing happened to me, you're going to forget about what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who does things. So you have to keep away from world events or things that happen which are you deciding that they predict your future. No, it's not like that. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu running. Okay? And the Chinuch says, you do anything with Nichush, you get Malchus. You get Malchus. Okay. Page 2 has three things in it. First, I have a story with page 2, Rabbi said. The story with Eliezer. Eliezer made a prediction, said, if this thing's happening, then I know it's a wife. Now you're going to say it's not considered anything, right? No, I killed Arya before, like a bunch of times. I'm gonna have to ask him Machil, like probably by Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur. But it's a very nice question you're saying. However, the Gemara is gonna say not like you, and we're gonna have to see why. Now, the Gemara gives a story that Rav was going on the way, and he went to the boat, and he found a boat right away. He said, "Wow, this is a great day. Great day. I didn't have to wait for my ride. That's a proof. You know, right? You know, waiting for an Uber. When I came back over here for Tisha B'Av, or maybe it was for a Chasma, for an Eifra, a Hispanic lady, this is I'm by the airport. I wait 15 minutes. She finally comes. She sees me. She tells me, I don't take people like you.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And she drove away. And Mr. Meister, she did take back the Uber. What a mess. Chotzef of a lady. Should have slapped her. Tasty. I don't take people like you. What do you mean you don't take people like me? Why not?
She got burned.
I can tell you there are more Hispanic and criminals than Jewish ones. That's right.
Yeah.
That part I don't know. That one.
Okay, this guy in FTX, he's a mad off. He just collapsed the entire crypto market. And his last name is Bankman-Fried, and he's Jewish, and he has an afro. And, like, it's like Madoff over again. It's like you see the comments. Yeah, it's really bad. He's starting, it's a really crypto-ish crash, and like a million people lost their money. And
when did this happen?
He's the second biggest donor to the Democratic Party after George Soros, and he's just like...
He's not the liberal...
He's really, it's really bad. It's like, it's just bad.
No. Oh. Okay, so Rav has his maisa, then he comes to his... He thinks it must be a youngster today. He comes to his son-in-law's house, peeks in the door, and he sees that they're what they call meat. They're making a party. And then what happened was they all come to greet him, and people weren't watching the meat. And Rav said, what are you doing? You have to watch meat at all times. If not, you can have somebody who switches the meat.
Right.
If you're to be going here, right? And then Rav didn't eat. Rav didn't end up eating some. Why didn't Rav eat? Why didn't Rav eat from it? Rav watched it when people were watching it. So the Gemara said the reason why Rav didn't eat from it is because he was menachesh. He made a prediction. He said when the boat came right away, it's going to be a good day today. So he said it's going to be a good day. So because he was menachesh, somehow he was punishing himself. This is what the Gemara says. We're not going to learn the whole story, but when it comes to the wide line, by the underlines, you see, I don't see El the Nachash. I don't see it. Kulin, Tzadik Hamid Beis. Rabbi, say, help me, please. Since the boat came, and he didn't have to wait, and he made that prediction, oh, it's going to be a good day. Somehow, Rav didn't want to eat from that because he felt that it was wrong for him to make that prediction. By the way, that prediction was correct. So what was wrong with him doing it? But that's not what the Gemara asked. The Gemara asked, Rav himself, we're asking a question on Rav. They don't have it by the on the line. Kol nachash she'en etel yezer eved Avram, piyernis ben shol, en nachash. Any nichush, any prediction that was made, that's not like Eliezer or like Yonatan, is not considered nichush. What does that mean? What does that mean? So Rashi explains, the only time nichush is going to be a problem is if you are truly, wholeheartedly being soymech on the nichush. Eliezer Eved Avram was soymech on it. Okay, you would be surprised what Babas could do when they charge people for money and they say, do this and this and this is going to happen, right? Do you think people are soymech on predictions? Really?
How is that not nichush?
Really? They're not soymech on predictions? They don't act on moods or act on somebody said this, they're going to do this? Of course they do. They rely on it. You're a male. That's the women in this country. They all fall for these things. People fall for every little health thing.
But they
like to
put money into a short thing.
There's
no such thing as a short thing.
Okay. You're asking on the money
piece. You may want that short thing to happen. But there's no such thing as a short thing. I'm not on the level of Rav.
No, wait a second. But the Gemara's kasha and Rav. The Gemara, what was wrong with Rav? Rav didn't want to eat from the food because he made a prediction. The Gemara is asking, you think he was Simon on the prediction? Eliezer was Simon on the prediction. So Eliezer did real Nichush. Now the question is, how was Eliezer allowed to do it? That's Tyson's the question.
Yes.
Yonason did real Nichush.
What Eliezer wasn't going
to
do.
But, okay, so you can answer Eliezer wasn't a Jew, but that's not what Tyson said. That's not what Tyson says.
I made a prediction today and it came true. Tell my wife to go park at a certain block, and there was a spot there. Because I spoke to someone with the same name. I'm going to go, that's the person's name, go to the block with the name, and she got a spot.
Why? You did Nichush?
Is that Nichush?
I don't know, but if it is, you're not supposed to say your sins in public. I don't think it was Nichush. We'll see why. No, I don't think so. Maybe you're just a Nazi.
I sent a sign.
Okay, so the Gemara asked on Rav, what was Rav so upset about? The fact that he made that prediction. He didn't rely on the prediction. Like Eli was saying, people don't rely wholeheartedly. If you rely wholeheartedly, it's Nichush. But if it's not, it's not a problem. That's exactly the Gemara's Kasha. Back to Kazakh, that's really the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says, you're right. That's not why Rav didn't eat from it. Rav didn't eat from it because I don't know why his son-in-law made the party. It was a Suda Sarashos. It wasn't a real Suda. It wasn't a Suda Smitzvah. And since it wasn't a Suda Smitzvah, so therefore Rav was allowed to eat. Then the Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara says that bias. That's the second underline on page 2 over here, by the Gemara. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Bayis Tinech V'Isha, Aval Pisha Ein Bay Nachash, Yesh Bay Simen. A house, a child, and a woman, those three things, it's not Nichush, but it is a Simen. That means now the Gemara already is coming to the concept that there is different prediction than one is allowed to make. It's not considered Nichush, and it is considered a Simen. What are these three things? Rashi said that somebody built a house, or he gave birth to a son, or he married a woman, he's a Simen if he's going to have Haslacha in his business that he does right afterwards. Somebody had a baby. So let's say if I would have invested right after my Ahuva was born, right after my house is going to be Mit Hashem be finished built, Mit Hashem Yisbarach, or So then, it's a simon. Then it's a simon. It's a good simon. Meaning, you do schayra afterwards. You do business. You could say, being that I'm doing business right after my house is built. Right after I gave birth to a child, then it's okay to be able to go ahead and do that. Or right after a person gets married. He's in a great state of mind. He can do a business. He knows it's going to take off. Okay, that is that meaning you could have more confidence. And that's not considered nichush. That means the Gemara is trying to bring out of here. You might have thought. Now, you see, I'm hitting a sore spot over here. But people don't like hearing this. What do you mean? The whole world is based on predictions. Everybody's doing things based on predictions. People make whatever type of predictions they want. So over here, the Gemara is like putting a saying that that's not such a good thing to do. When yes, when not. Okay, fine. Yeah, the Elam's going to have to handle the fact that it's going to take a few weeks to save this year. But we see over here that there is a concept of a person does has a good venture, and then and because of that, he goes into business right afterwards. He can have a simon that it's going to be something good coming out from that. That, yes. We are, if the bread falls out of his mouth, he says it's going to be a bad day, that's mamash isra of nichush, he'll get malchus. But the other way around, not. Now, the third Gemara over here is the Gemara that somebody wants to know if he can live throughout the year. You know what he could do? What does the Gemara say in her youth? No? The Gemara says, third line, her youth, Safi Abed over there. Amar of Ami. Hi, man, the Bible you done in Mesik Shafi. If somebody wants to know if he's going to be able to, he's going to live out the year. Eloi, if not, Nifli Shrag, about Sarah Yaim in the Bain, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Put a candle between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. The base in the house, Loi Nafshah Zika, that there's no wind. Imashak Nahirin, Neida. Somehow, if the flame continues, he knows. Masik Shafia, he's gonna make it. So we see over here a person can make a prediction. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, you can put that candle and check. You want to know if you can live throughout the year.
A 10-day candle, or
doesn't say that. And then the Gemara says, if somebody wants to know if he's gonna be Masliach Hamani, so he should bring a chicken, a carnago. Okay. Isham in the Shafer Masach. If it's gonna be fat, okay.
Not a lot of money.
No, he should fatten up a chicken. For like this is gonna be my crypto chicken. If it comes fat, I know my cryptocurrency is gonna go up. If not, it's not. So why are you allowed to do this? This is mamish making predictions. You're testing. Why is it mutter? No.
It doesn't even make any sense. You know, there is a mitzvah in between and change that right away.
All coin and crypto.
You stuff the chicken all you want, but if you do something really bad, you ain't making it.
Now, let's go to the next step. And we're gonna tie everything together. We're gonna go to the Rambam. And the Rambam is gonna say something, and the Rive is gonna say on the Rambam that he's like the worst person for saying this. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam speaks about this whole thing of the Nachash. Page 3. Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Daled. Ein menachshim kegoyim. You can't do nichash like goyim, says the Rambam. Shemar lo yisnachshu, ketu anichash, the Rambam says, goyim elu she'emrim ho'el v'nav l'piti m'pi, since the bread fell out of my mouth, or the stick fell out of my hand, I'm not going to go to this place, because if I go, it's not going to work, or a fox came in my right hand, I'm not going to go out today out of my house. Because if I go, a trickster is going to come to me, or if I hear a chirp from the birds, and I'm going to say, oh, this is going to happen, this is not going to happen, I should do this, I shouldn't do this, all these things, no good. Okay? And the Rambam in the next paragraph, if somebody makes simonim, okay? If this happens to me, right, then I know it's a good sign. So if I get a parking spot, then I'm going to go ahead and invest in what's it called. If it doesn't happen, I'm not going to do it. Eliezer Eved Avram, like Eliezer Eved Avram, who made a simon for himself. He made a simon for himself. He said, if this did happen, this happened, I'm going to do this. So over here he's saying two things. The Rambam, very important thing to know. The Rambam's saying, something that happens, I'm going to predict because of events, or I make my own simon to be able to predict the future because the Rambam says they're going to get Malkus. Come along the Ravid on the left. You see the Ravid, that like in the small thing, like it's that L right next to the Rambam. You can't read that? No, the Chesed Mishnah is the Beis Yosef. In middle by the Rambam, right on the left side, it says, he says, says the Ravid, Aleph Aleph, Omer Avram, that's the Rabbi Avram ben David, that's the Ravid. The Shibish Gadol is a big mistake. Dover the Mutter Mutterhu. What are you talking about? It's totally mutter to do. Maybe he made a mistake. That means making predictions by giving yourself a simon. If I do this, okay, if I see a white van, that means it's going to be a great, great white day. I'm not going to have to deal with any shvart. So this says kol nachash, he says impossible. Any nichosh that's not like Eliezer v'Yonson is not considered nichosh. So the Rambam looked at the Gemara, and the Rambam says, the Rambam looked at it like that. Who suffers shall in an Isser number is considered an Usser. Lohi, Elohachi ka'amar. Ene roi lismei chalav. Ve'ene choshev, ve'ech choshev ala tzadikin k'moysem aveira zu. So he's asking like this. He's asking two things. The second thing he's asking is, the second thing he's asking is, how could you say? He's saying, how could you say on tzaddikim an avera? How could you say on tzaddikim like Eliezer that he would do such an avera? He says, "Vi havu inu mafki pulsi the nurulape." If Eliezer would be there, he would throw in the Rambam's face fire. How in the world could the Rambam say that Eliezer Eved Avram did this Isser? How could the Rambam say that Eliezer Eved Avram did this act of Nichosh? So what does it mean? We explain that it was mutter for them to do. It was mutter for them to do. It's mutter to be able to do it. Narvas, what does it mean? It means that you shouldn't be simich on it. It means that you shouldn't be simich on it. But it doesn't mean that Eliezer Eved Avram made a mistake. So what do we see from this Ravid? The Ravid is asking on the Rambam. The Ravid is saying, you're saying that Eliezer Eved Avram did nichosh. Eliezer Eved Avram didn't do nichosh. It wasn't usher for them to do what they did. It wasn't usher. What is the Isser? The Isser is if you are going to completely, entirely be Slamich on it. If you're going to completely rely on it. But if you're not entirely Slamich on it, then it's okay.
He asked later, who are you? Who is your father's name?
If you're not entirely Slamich on it, then it's okay.
Well, all he was doing, he wasn't
going
really
Nichosh.
He was just saying
the Shiat Chesed. The Rambam is saying, Nichosh. Any nichosh that's not like Eliezer ben Eved Avram is not considered nichosh. So what do we see over here? That the Gemara is calling the nichosh.
But all he was doing, he wasn't doing like something similar. He's saying he wants to see, need us to touch it.
Okay, I hear you.
That's what he was trying to do.
Was he making a prediction with that?
He wasn't doing a prediction. He said, if I see that she has attributes of chesed, which is this and this, and the sharing or whatever, hearing about other people first. Sharing. But I'm saying, isn't that what it was? I mean, I don't see it be comparable.
But you're saying that's the one? How do you know that that's the one? Could be a lot of
words. Because I wanted to see, because that
one girl, one girl is going to have chesed? One girl is going to have chesed?
Apparently back then it wasn't a very popular thing. Even now. The world wasn't a good world
back then. You're saying Samuza, he was looking at it?
I don't know. That's what I saw. I mean, really blind
that. Okay, we have to stop over here. Let's just make a quick review of what we had. We brought down the psukim that speak about Oinam and Ashi. We spoke about the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We brought the chinuch that explained that everything about this is sheker. Then we brought the Gemara with Rav, that Rav didn't want to eat and we thought originally because it was an act of nichosh, and the Gemara says, no, it's not considered an act of nichosh if you totally don't rely on it. So we already have a pesach that if you totally don't rely on it, it's not considered a problem. And then we're starting to see in the Rambam and the Ravid, this machlokes, if Eliezer himself did nichosh or Eliezer didn't do nichosh, according to the Ravid, he didn't do nichosh, according to the Rambam, he did do nichosh, and the Ravid is very upset at the Rambam. How could the Rambam even say that Eliezer did nichosh? So we're going to have to understand a little bit of the sugya. We're starting to open up the sugya. And the question is, so when yes are you allowed to make a prediction, when not? We learned the Gemara that says that by Sinek and Isha, if somebody does some type of business venture after he builds a house or after he has a child or after he gets married, it's going to be fine. And if somebody wants to know if he's going to live throughout the year, he can put the candle in the house. So the question is, why? So when yes are you allowed to make the prediction, when not? When is it considered an Isser D'oraisa, when is it not? When do you get Malkus, when do you not get Malkus? These are the questions. We're going to have to stop here. Do you have a minute?